My name is Deborah Bender. I live at 300 Fulcher Street in the historic district of Cape Charles. I have lived in this area for 18 years, the past five in town. My husband Don Bender was first raised just outside of town on Kings Creek, where his family trained racehorses and raced the Grand Circuit from Florida to Maine for many, many years. At the age of 12, mainly because of his childhood friends, his family built the house where we live now. His father's family has been in this town and the surrounding area of Cape Charles for more than 150 years. His father, uncle, brother, cousins all went to Cape Charles School. Needless to say, we have a vested interest in seeing this 100-year-old historic building remain a public asset. Our group, Old School Cape Charles LLC, has shown on many occasions the past few months all of the reasons why it is wrong for you to hand this historic 100-year-old school, basketball court, and park row over to a developer. It is against the comprehensive plan that you wrote. The Historic Review Board voted unanimously no apartments in the building. You have not listened to your own lawyer. Your lawyer told you to get a $2 million performance bond. Edwin Gaskin said no. Your lawyer told you to get a buyback option. Edwin Gaskin said no. Why are you listening to Edwin Gaskin's over your own lawyer's advice? Old School Cape Charles offered $10,000 for the building. We were going to pay all the fees of fixing it up, but no, you're handing it to Edwin Gaskin. Who do you all work for and represent, Edwin Gaskin or us? There is a reason that we may never know why you were plowing over the citizens of this town in favor of a developer, giving him our 100-year-old historic school, basketball court, and park row, which serves as a parking lot for the playground and park, the very park that you just spent $1 million to build. What gives? Tell us the truth for once. Old School Cape Charles collected more than 300 signatures on a petition to save the school. That is more than the votes in the last election. Still, you ignore us. As far as I'm concerned, the only people residing in the historic district should even have a say in what happens to the school. The Bay Creek people come in here spouting off that they are against the community center. They are all believing the lies that the taxes would increase by 20% to 30%. That is all lies and propaganda that the town is spreading. An increase that big would probably be racketeering. Do the little darlings that live in Bay Creek realize how much our taxes have increased because of Bay Creek?
You're not going to do it.
All right, I'll delete that. All right. As far as the people sitting up at the table are concerned, with the exception of Mr. Godwin, Frank Wendell, you have all handled this situation in the most underhanded, conniving way I have ever seen. Most of you aren't even from this area. How would you like it if the very mayor that you elected, the town council that you elected, all of the employees that you pay came to your peaceful little town and behind your backs changed the laws, collaborated with a developer, and stole your 100-year-old school? At many of the meetings of myself and others...
Free speech.
Free speech.
You're accusing us of corruption.
Well, I'm accusing you of making decisions about the proposal...
Take her out.
Oh, God! Oh.